Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO, and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's so original, folks. She was a member of the Brain Trust before it was a Brain Trust, before I even knew what to call it, before I even knew I was going to have one of those. She was here helping me get this thing going, and so it's partly her fault that we wound up with this mayhem around here. But if you want to blame somebody, I'm the one to do that to. Karen Kerrigan, folks, is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than she and her organization does. She's one of the great leaders recognized around the world for her leadership on behalf of Main Street businesses. And they know her really well inside the inner circles of Washington and across the country as well, in the state houses too. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be here. And I have the pre-Brain Trust DNA.
That's right.
To prove I was.
I know.
DNA is getting a lot of in the news, right?
Your kids are going to have a DNA test one of these days. They're going to say, what's this weird thing here about small business? You got some small business DNA here. Nobody else has.
Well, just so, like the tribal nations, right? Has nothing to do with DNA. It has all to do with connections and heritage. And we are part of a strong small business heritage.
Can you believe that Warren is Senator Warren? Holy mackerel. Let's don't get off on that. That's such a sad story. Hey, Washington Congress is out. They're off duty right now for a little while, I think that's one of the reasons why maybe the anxiety has gone down a little bit across the country. But you've got a new report for us. Something you want to tell us about called the International Postal Union. What is that organization all about?
You know, Jim, we've been working on this issue for a long time, and actually it's something that President Trump is really focusing on. So the International Postal Union is this international body that's been around for a very long time, since the late 1800s. You know, essentially all the postal services throughout the world get together, and they work on processes and systems to make sure that what we send in the mail gets there quickly. And they also set postage rates. And so one of the things that has been a real problem with this International Postal Union is that the rates that are charged to now what have become more developed countries like China are really, really below market values. So stuff that gets shipped from China into the U.S. costs much, 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 much less than it costs a small business to send a package from, say, Virginia to Maryland.
Oh, boy.
This is like a huge competitive advantage.
And when we send something from here to those countries, it's ridiculous.
It is. And so this is a huge disparity. It's something that we've tried to call attention to. One of those really sort of, nebulous.
Below the radar.
The NPR calls, International Postal Union sort of the postal Illuminati, because everything they do is very, very mysterious. But what's really good, our State Department, our guys at the State Department pretty much are the ones that negotiate and at these things. So the president, a few months ago, directed the State Department at the latest meeting back in September to start negotiating some rates and start hurting our small businesses, number one, but also this is not good for the U.S. Postal Service, which runs huge deficits. So they should be championing, getting some market rates, get them some more revenues. The union sort of ignored us in September, and the president's going to come out with something again really soon that
good for
is going to down it. Yes, and this is huge for small business.
When we try to ship, I ship books all over the world.
Right.
People who buy my book, sometimes they buy it from us, and it costs it's almost, let me put it this way, it's whenever I sell a book overseas, the cost of shipping basically makes me say, well, I hope they enjoyed reading my book because I'm sure not making any money off of it.
Exactly.
And most people don't want to pay what it would cost to have it shipped. I mean, you know, to add that onto it, and it's if you do it, and so it's there's no reason why it should cost that much. It shouldn't cost, you know, $25 to ship a 1 pound book to Europe or something like that.
So I mean, the point is I mean, it's just one of these agreements where, you know, we are not negotiating; we're getting pushed over.
Right. So you think the president is going to,
and also the Pope?
He's going to take this on like he's taking on China and
the, no, yeah, and he's actually put out a statement in the summer that was very strong, and I think there's more to come now because this this union met and they sort of blew us off.
So we'll watch for that, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the real NAFTA and the new NAFTA after the breaks. 20 hours.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.